I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Pope Francis issued an unprecedented letter today addressed at Catholics worldwide. It addresses the global sex abuse crisis that continues to engulf the church and the alleged cover-up in country after country by bishops and others in the church hierarchy. The letter appears to have been prompted by the latest revelations of abuse here in the U.S. From The World's Religion Desk, here's Matthew Bell.
The Vatican described today's statement from Pope Francis as an impassioned letter addressed to the whole people of God. Massimo Fagioli, an expert on the Catholic Church at Villanova University, says he can't think of another papal statement like it going back at least a couple of centuries.
This pope calls what happened with the clerical sexual abuse not just as sins and omissions, but crimes.
Francis even used the word atrocities to describe what Catholic clergymen have done to children. The Pope referred to a recent grand jury report from Pennsylvania about widespread sexual abuse and cover-ups, saying they were long ignored. Fagioli says this wasn't the first time that a pope has expressed remorse for these crimes, but the atmosphere, especially in the U.S. Catholic Church, is what's very different now.
There is a bipartisan anger and rage against the episcopal hierarchy. And it's a church that has never been in this kind of situation, not even in 2002 when this scandal erupted in Boston. That is really a new situation.
When he says bipartisan, Fagioli means there's agreement among liberal and conservative Catholics alike that U.S. bishops cannot be trusted to get to the bottom of this.
I don't completely share that personally, but this is something that is certainly out there among the lay people and among many in the clergy. So this is new because there is a total collapse in the credibility of the U.S. bishops in the U.S. church.
One word that was not used in the letter by Pope Francis was bishops, but Vatican spokesman Greg Burke released an audio soundbite that did.
Pope Francis's greater accountability is urgently needed, not only for those who committed these crimes, but also for those who covered them up, which in many cases means bishops.
Burke emphasized the scope of the problem. He mentioned Chile, where authorities are also conducting an investigation into Catholic clergy sexual abuse and cover-up, and Ireland, which has been coming to terms with its own version of the scandal for a decade. Pope Francis will visit Ireland this weekend. Two prominent American bishops have canceled plans to be there with him. Cardinal Sean O'Malley from Boston and Donald Wuerl from Washington, D.C. Wuerl himself is facing accusations of covering up abuse. Anne Barrett Doyle is with a group that tracks abuse cases in the Catholic Church worldwide called bishopaccountability.org. She says Pope Francis deserves credit for using the word crimes in his letter today, but she says it falls very short of what's really needed.
This letter is all rhetoric we have heard before.
Barrett Doyle says Francis has taken some positive steps. He forced two Chilean bishops, for example, to resign, but she says more is needed here in the U.S.
I think Catholics are heartsick, especially in the wake of the atrocities that were detailed in the Pennsylvania grand jury report, and we are yearning for a specific plan for ending the cover-up once and for all. And this letter did not offer one.
Barrett Doyle says accountability is coming to the Catholic Church with various criminal investigations playing out in Chile, Australia, and France. And she's waiting for that to happen here.
I don't know how much evidence the Justice Department needs that there is ongoing cover-up in Catholic dioceses throughout this country.
If the Justice Department can investigate the use of steroids in professional baseball, she asks, why not conduct a federal investigation into the cover-up of child sexual abuse in religious institutions? For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.